In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The reading of the blessed month of Kiah, the four Sundays, is all from the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. And today was the Annunciation to Zacharias while he was serving in the altar about the birth of St. John the Baptist. We can notice today that there was two witnesses, about one about Zacharias and one about St. John the Baptist. It was said about Zacharias and Elizabeth that they were both righteous before God. And today we will be talking about this, the measures of God versus the measures of men. Why they were both, Zacharias and Elizabeth, they were righteous before God? The gospel tells us that they were walking in all the commandments and ordinances. The Holy Scripture did not mention that they completed the commandments. They fulfilled every single commandment. But it was mentioned that they were walking. They were trying. They were spending effort and making this something for their struggle, walking in all the commandments. Also, both of them, they were faithful servants. All of their lives were dedicated to the service of the Lord. The same witness was said about St. John the Baptist. It was said about him that for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. Why this man is to be great in the sight of the Lord? He was filled from the Holy Spirit. This is something we heard about it today. Secondly, he was self-controlled. It was mentioned that he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He has self-control over himself. Thirdly, his work was to lead people to repentance. This was his main task. And the fourth reason why this man was to be great in the sight of the Lord, that he was a strong witness to the truth. He kept on saying to the king, "It is not lawful for you to take the wife of your brother." And he kept saying this till the very last moment in his life. It costed him his blood, but he did not stop to witness to the truth. So here, this is something we have to keep in mind, that it is very important that we become righteous before God, not before men. Let us compare now how the people, men measures, and how God measures. Greatness or righteousness in the sight of men might be related to wealth, for example, power, that somebody is an authority. They call him great, or this person is honored one. But actually, this is not the case with the Lord. According to God, whoever wants to be great, let him be servant to all and come at the end to serve each everyone. Men might have their scope of vision to look at and evaluate people accordingly. The Lord sees differently. You remember when the Lord was in the temple and he was watching over the people who came with their donations. Everybody, of course, was seeing those great people, the wealthy people who came to donate a lot of money in the temple. This is what the people see, how men look. But the Lord was watching and he noticed a widow came with only two mites. Nobody even would like care to look about her. But he looked to her and he evaluated her that she gave more than all of those people who came to put from their money in the temple. This is how men measures versus how the Lord measures. People look to the eyes, but the Lord looked to the heart. It was evident at the time when God asked Samuel, the prophet, to go and anoint a king from the house of Jesse. When Samuel went there, Jesse, of course, brought to him the older son, Eliab. He was long, tall, strong. He looks like a king according to the measures of men. And Samuel, when he saw him, he was about to anoint him. But what happened? The Lord talked to Samuel and said, "No, I didn't choose this one. People look to the eyes, and I look to the heart." And he kept on seeing one after one from the children of Jesse until he found the smallest, the youngest one, David, that the Lord is to be pleased with him. This is how man chooses and measures, and how God measures. It's again, the same applies on Saint Mary. She was a little girl, nobody knows about her. She was not with the measures of men, somebody who would attract the attention of anyone. But actually, when God looked from heaven, he found her the one that is worthy to bear the Lord in her womb and bring forth to us the Savior of the world. Again, a different measure, totally different measure between God and men. Men and people might change their opinion about others in a second, in a minute. But God, no, he doesn't do this. I'll give you example from the book of Acts. When St. Paul was in his trip, in his journey in the sea, and this ship that he was traveling in had problems and it was broken. All the people were like saved from drowning with the prayers of St. Paul. When the people entered the island, the inhabitants of this island were give them like fire and food to eat. St. Paul, while he was warming himself with the fire, a serpent came and it caught his hand. And the people looked at St. Paul and said, "What? This man is an evil one. God did not allow him to be saved." Even after he was saved from the problem of the broken ship, God wanted to punish him so he will die immediately. When St. Paul just threw the serpent away and nothing happened to him, what did the people tell about St. Paul? They changed it from saying he was evil, and they said about him, "What? He is God." Immediately, the same man, in a second, the people in their measures changed their opinion about him from an evil person worthy of death to be a God in a second. God does not do this. God does not change his opinion, his mind about people. He measures them right, and he does not change his opinion about them. You can easily deceive people in their measures because, as we said, they look to the eyes, look to the outside. But you will never be able to deceive God in his measures. It's much easier, of course, to make the people praise you and think about you being righteous. And the problem when we choose to be evaluated according to the measures of men is that we will deceive ourselves and we will be self-righteous because we might believe what others say about us. A servant in the church, a priest or a deacon, anybody, if he gives his ears to what the people say about him, that you are a righteous, a holy man, and if he kept on believing this, sure, he will deceive himself. And he might think that he is really righteous. But this is not the measure that should anybody measure himself accordingly. Being pleased with the praise of men will lead that the people will seek after vainglory. I will feel satisfied when others talk about me and measure me being righteous. And this is again a deception. If I use the measures of men, I will turn after a while to be a pleaser to men, not a servant to God. I will always be seeking after pleasing others, people, so they talk good about me, and I will feel satisfied and content. This is again the dangers when people choose to be evaluated on the measure of men, not on the measure of God. Then how I should use God's measures in my life? First of all, always care to think and say, in whatever you are doing, how God will is going to see and judge me. يا ترى ربنا هيقول علي ايه. This is the thing that we should be caring. How God is going to judge me. In whatever I am doing, even in my secret life, where nobody is looking, nobody is either going to praise or blame me. Always put in your heart that God is seeing you. And to be righteous, you have to be righteous before Him, not before others. Don't care what the people is going to judge you, because their measures is all that most of the time is flawed. But always think what God is going to say and judge you. Secondly, in the process of choosing a friend or a partner for life, a husband or a wife, care so much to choose for yourself and for your children those who are righteous before God, not who are great before men. This is a mistake that most of the people fall in. When they are in the process of choosing, for example, a partner in life, a husband or a wife, they look, how does he look like physically? How much money is this person has? What about the reputation of his family? But nobody cares most of the time to think what God would say about this person. If I am to ask God about this person, what God is going to say about him. If we really care that we measure people with the same measures that God measured them with, we will not fall into this. But whenever we choose according to the measures of men, we will always make mistakes. Thirdly, raise your children to be great before God, before anything else. This is something that we should care about most of the time. Sometimes we define greatness or righteousness as when my kid will get good scores in school, when he will be physically well, when his health will be in good shape. And we care about this. We spend a lot of time and effort and money that we make them great in how the people looks at them. People look at them. But do we really care that our children would be righteous before God? Is this even in the scope of our interest? Please care about this, that you make sure that your child will be great and righteous before God. Anything else could be corrected and compensated, except how God measures them. The fourth and last point is that in your home or in the church, always care to please God and serve people, not to please them. A big mistake that sometimes happen in the church or sometimes happen at our home, that we work to please the people whom we should be serving, not pleasing. There is a great difference between serving people and pleasing them. I will give you some example. For example, in teaching, what really you are trying to teach to the people? Sometimes in some churches where we do not want the people to be upset, they do not talk any way about, for example, divorce. We do not tackle this because this will make the people upset and we want to please them. No, this is not the way the church should be serving people. It should be said to them what the Lord said. If any man would divorce his wife and marry another one, he commit adultery. We cannot like choose from the teaching what might please the people, make them feel good about themselves, and avoid these things which might not make them upset. This is not the way the Lord was teaching. At one time, he looked to the people and told them, unless you hate your father and mother, your wife and children, your brother and sister, and come after me carrying a cross, you cannot be a disciple. This is not a saying to please people, but this is the way that they should come after him. In your home, and in the church always care to serve the people, to tell them what they should be doing, what is essential for their eternity, not what make them feel good about themselves. This is not the way that God planned his work on earth. In worship, sometimes the churches actually make them want to people to feel good, to please them. So they go and compromise the way they used to worship. If you don't want to fast like 40 days, maybe we may fast like every week one day. Maybe we go less than this. Maybe we abstain from some type of food like one day a week. But this is not how the fasting was planned, intended, how the people worshiped God with this. If we go and do this, we are not serving them. We are trying to please them. If I care that my son would like all the time be happy, and then in a way I'm not going to say anything to upset him, I cannot say no to my little kid because I don't want to upset him, I will never be able to serve him. And this is not the way we should be taking care of him. We do this simply because we measure and we value the measures of men, not the measures of God. Saint John gave us this example. If according to the measures of men today, how people would look at him, a miserable person living in the wilderness, his food is very humble, his food is very humble, he has nothing in terms of properties or money or anything, just living by his own, he doesn't have a wife or anything. But actually he was great before the sight of the Lord. He kept on saying, this is lawful and this is unlawful. This is the way he should be serving. If he is to please the king, he might have a way and to compromise to make him marry the wife of his brother. But he was not this kind of man who cares about the measures of men. He cared all the time about the measures of God. That is why God witnessed about him that there is no man born from women is greater than St. John the Baptist. Let us today learn from Zacharias and Elizabeth and John that what is more important, what is actually of value, is when I am to be measured with the measures of God and God would witness about me to be righteous or great. Don't be deceived with the measures of men. It never helped anybody in his salvation. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.